a migrant hate crime suspect accused of shooting a Jewish man walking into a synagogue in Chicago is dead after being found unresponsive during routine checks at the jail's health center. The man was facing several charges, including 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder. The Cook County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday, December 1st, officers found 22-year-old Sidi Mohammed Abdullahi unresponsive in an apparent suicide attempt by hanging Saturday afternoon. Abdullahi was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was confirmed dead. Earlier this month, Chicago authorities charged Abdullahi with felony terrorism and hate crimes after police said he shot a 39-year-old Jewish man outside a synagogue in the Westridge neighborhood on October 27th. Originally, police charged Abdullahi with 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 7 counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and aggravated battery. Authorities later added the hate crime and terrorism charges after Police Commissioner Larry Snelling said the investigation revealed Abdullahi targeted the man because he was Jewish. Abdullahi was also accused of shooting at first responders and police officers who arrived on the scene. Police fired back, striking Abdullahi multiple times in the exchange. Abdullahi was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities later transferred him to the medical facility in the jail. Officials with the Sheriff's Department don't suspect foul play in Abdullahi's death. They also said he didn't display any indication he was at risk of suicide. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office will conduct the autopsy. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed Abdullahi crossed the U.S. southern border in San Ysidro, California in March 2023.